most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
Man, what the hell is this, man?
Breakfast Club, bitches.
I'm glad they put y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over every...
Wake your punk ass up.
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined The Breakfast Club. Say something, motherfucker.
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show,
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
What's up, son?
It's Thursday. Yes, it's Thursday. Weekend's almost here. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, me too. I'm actually going to Atlanta this weekend for A3C Festival.
Okay.
Are you going to the BT Hip Hop Awards are this weekend in Miami also?
No, I'm not going. I'm actually in Toronto Friday, Dominican Republic Saturday.
You were nominated, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I'm out for best DJ, so, but no, I'm not going.
You never go.
I never go.
I'll be in Jacksonville this Saturday at the Black Expo, though, since we given our tour dates. But listen, why do black people got to greet each other? Like, why do we think we got to greet each other a certain way?
What you mean?
Like, I walk in the building this morning.
Somebody's there again?
Oh, the new security guard, cool, though. He hit me with everything. He said, what's good? All good? Slow motion.
Hello.
Chilling.
I'm like, when you standing there?
It was like 4 seconds. That's what made it so weird.
What's good? What's up, bro?
I said, good morning. He said, good morning. What's good? Then he answered, all good. Chilling.
Yes.
Slow motion.
What's good?
I'm like, what?
What's popping? Slow motion.
Slow motion.
How's it?
Chilling.
Pretty good.
Like, how you hit me with everything in 4 seconds?
What's up, B? What's up, Dunn? Like, yo, what?
He just said good morning to me.
Goodness gracious. Now, he looked shook when he seen me because I just walked right in and this is where the doors were locked.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the code to get in, so I don't have to wait. And he looked like, what the hell is this going on? He just gave me like the head nod. I give him dab
every morning. Mm-hmm. I think this is first week.
Yeah,
this morning he hit me with everything.
Yeah.
What's good? All good. Chilling.
Slow motion. He did every turn he knew. He wanted to make sure he was good money. Now, shout to my wife. Last night was date night. You know, once a week I try to do date night with the wife. We just go out and just enjoy each other. No kids, no nothing. Just me, her, and just focus on whatever we're focusing on. I went to this place that specialized in truffles. Now, truffles is a special type of mushroom.
Truffle butter?
No, not truffle butter, just truffles. And it's a special type of mushroom. And we learned all about truffles and how expensive they're worth and why people steal truffles and why they're so expensive. And this is truffle season. I learned everything
shrooms.
About truffles. Well, it's a special type of mushroom.
Y'all could have just did shrooms, man.
I don't really like truffle butter.
You know what
it's not truffle butter.
You know what truffle butter is?
Yes, it's slang for rich white men's smegma.
What?
You don't know
rich,
what truffle butter
uncircumcised
is?
Uncircumcised white men take this schmegma and spread it on toast.
For you.
No. Yes, call it
truffle butter.
Truffle
Urban Dictionary is when you...
rich white men's smegma.
Whoa, I can't even say this.
Yes,
you know
it
what it is?
It's rich white men's smegma.
Okay, I'm going to try to say this, but I'm going to give it to you.
We're
going to
get in trouble. Here we go.
Truffle butter is when you pull your out of the and continue...
Okay.
Now when you pull your penis out of the foreskin,
and buttery
rub
substance,
that schmegma.
And the tan buttery substance around her
schmegma
is truffle butter. So you were having truffle butter
he
yesterday.
He was having schmegma. Rich white men's schmegma.
I didn't do nothing with schmegma.
That's according to the Urban Dictionary.
My
if you
goodness.
Look up
hey, man, you tried something new. It's okay, man.
Forget it.
Spread your wings sometimes.
I try to do something different and then just say
spread your wings and fly
away.
Wow,
do you know what a dragon blaster is?
Okay.
All right. Now, Tamar Braxton will be joining us
this
morning.
I'll give you a sentence and see if you can guess.
Oh, boy.
She'll kill me if she ever sees me again because I gave her a dragon blaster. To make it worse, I ate spicy Thai food first.
That's what all the cast of The Real told Tamar Braxton. Exactly what they
gave her a dragon blaster to get her out of there. All right, well, she'll be joining us next hour, so we'll kick it with Tamar Braxton.
Oh, my gosh.
Come on, ye. Focus.
You Massachusetts right? Slurpee.
Start the goddamn show.
I'm trying to front page news. What are we talking about? She's talking about Massachusetts Slurpee.
Oh, man. Okay, we're going to talk about anti-abortion. Guess what Republican Tim Murphy just did?
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Here's Cardi B. Spodak Yellow, good morning.
God bless Cardi B, goddammit. Drop one of Clues Bonds for Cardi B. Number one song in the country, 2 weeks in a damn row.
Yes, congrats to Cardi B, man.
And Christian Louboutin doesn't know who she is, but that's fine. The culture does. That's what matters.
Still the biggest record out there.
Okay.
All right, well, let's get in some front page news. Now in Thursday night football, if you still watch football, the New England Patriots are taking on the Tampa Bay Bucks, all right?
Who still watches football?
I don't know.
People probably whose teams are winning.
Well, you know, if your team's 500, you take it week by week.
If your team's 0-4, you just don't watch it this year. Now, let's talk about the Vegas shooter's girlfriend. She speaks, huh?
Well, Mary Lou Danley is the person, and she said she was worried her boyfriend, Stephen Paddock, was actually trying to break up with her because he bought her a cheap ticket back to the Philippines about 2 weeks ago and then wired her money so that she could buy her and her family a house there. Now, her attorney has read her statement. Here's what he said.
I knew Stephen Paddock as a kind, caring, quiet man. I loved him and hoped for a quiet future together with him. He never said anything to me or took any action that I was aware of that I understood in any way to be a warning that something horrible like this was going to happen.
She didn't wonder why he had all those guns in his house? She just thought he was an avid gun collector?
Maybe. I mean, she said nothing ever happened. She lived with him and she just never thought
he might have had them guns for years, you know?
Yeah, there's people that collect guns.
I'm gonna tell you something though. I don't even care about people's backgrounds and what they used to be after they do heinous acts like this. It doesn't matter.
People are also trying to figure out if he acted alone because she's really the only person that might have some clues to put things together.
I've been hearing people say that it could have been more than one shooter.
What his motive and what his aim was, and some people do feel like there was no way he carried this all.
We know what his aim was. His aim was at a crowd of people, crowd of innocent people just watching the concert.
But not even another shooter. Like how he got so many guns in that hotel and nobody seen nothing, no rifle cases, because that was a lot of guns in there.
I just don't care about his past. When they be like, oh, he was a good person and he was so kind. I don't care about none of that. When you commit a heinous crime like this, you've wiped whatever slate you had clean. People remember you for this. This is what you're known for. Mm-hmm. Period. Done. End of story.
All right, well, a GoFundMe for the victims of Vegas has raised almost $9 million as of Wednesday afternoon. And just updated, you know, just so you know, close to 500 people were injured and 58 people were killed.
Now, who the hell started this GoFundMe? Who is this person that started this GoFundMe that raised $9 million? How do we know they're trustworthy?
Yeah, it was actually started in Vegas for the victims.
I hate GoFundMes now. I used to like them, but
it's too many.
Yeah, and I got to know exactly where it came from, because every time it's some type of tragedy, all of a sudden you get all of these GoFundMe links from various people, mm-hmm. and you don't know what's what and who's who.
Now let's talk about anti-abortion. What were you talking about with that?
Well, I was talking about Tim Murphy. Now he is a Republican from Pennsylvania, and he's not seeking re-election because he was anti-abortion 100%. He had a 100% anti-abortion voting record from the Family Research Council. But it turns out that he tried to talk his mistress into having an abortion.
Exactly. I was going to say, everybody anti-abortion until you get the wrong person pregnant.
Now, they put the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette published text messages from the woman. Mm-hmm. And according to these text messages, she said, and you have zero issue posting your pro-life stance all over the place.
But trying to get me to kill my
fetus.
When
you had no issue asking me to abort our unborn child just last week when we thought that was one of the options. Now, they showed his text message in response. He said, I get what you say about my March for Life messages. I've never written them. Staff does them. I read them and winced. I told staff, don't write anymore. I will. Now, he has said that he is going to not seek re-election after discussions with his family and his staff. He said, in the coming weeks, I will take personal time to seek help as my family and I continue to work through our personal difficulties and seek healing.
I hate hypocrisy. It's one thing. It's okay to change your mind, but when you're just a straight-up hypocrite like that, I can't stand you.
Right. You're telling everybody else.
I knew it was
anti-abortion, but
everybody anti-abortion.
Let me get my mistress pregnant.
Until the side
everybody,
pregnant.
Exactly. Everybody anti-abortion until you get the wrong person pregnant.
To the window, so you better have the same
That's
energy.
It. You have that same energy. Energy. You got your little side chick pregnant. You got your little mistress pregnant. Anti-abortion. You don't believe in abortion, right?
Goodness gracious. All right. Well, that's front page news. Get it off your chest, all right? 800-585-1051. Phone lines are wide open. If you need to vent, hit us up. You feeling positive, you want to spread some positivity, call us up. Phone lines are open for you. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Get it, pick up the mother phone and dial.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy. Yeah.
Jay.
Yes.
Get it off your chest, Jay.
Yeah, I think I'm mad at Charlamagne, man. I think he should get donkey of the day today, man. Get yourself donkey of the day today.
Oh, really? Talk to me.
This is the reason why I say this. Because a young lady called you, I think, Monday or so, and she was talking about the Vegas shooting, and she had her opinion about what she felt and how the things was connecting. And you say, well, you need to stay off the internet. You need to stop watching your conspiracy theories. You don't have any proof and things like that. But you talk about Jesus Christ all the time. You talk about this. And it's like, you need to stay out your Bible, because you keep praying to a God in the sky. You're a hypocrite, because you're saying she don't have no proof. You have no proof of no Jesus Christ. You have no proof of any God or anything like that. You're just going off of what you taught or what you read in. You can't call her.
My brother, I think I can look around at the world and see that it's something bigger than us. I mean, if you just look at life. If you look at the planets, you don't think it's something bigger than you out here?
You can't say that, because if you can't look at the world and say, well, you know what, it's something bigger than us, and she's looking at this situation in Vegas and saying it's something bigger than us. So y'all saying the same thing, but you're saying you're calling her a conspiracy theorist because her opinion is the government or whoever she feels is behind this, and she's connecting the dots, and you're saying that, well, the world is bigger than us.
Can I just chime in here?
I just think I have more evidence that there's a God than I do that Vegas shooting was a false flag.
I just want to chime in here, though. I think part of it for her was that she didn't really have all of her information together. Like, I remember that call. She didn't really give a great explanation to convince me.
All I'm saying is that I think I have more evidence that there's a God then there is evidence that was a false flag shooting in Las Vegas. Okay?
My goodness. Sometimes just don't argue with people. Like, okay, no doubt.
But yesterday when the guy called up and said, Charlamagne be cutting people off because they be saying stupid stuff and you shouldn't do that. People like this.
Yeah, he deserves to get cut off.
Come on, man.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hey, I'm mad at Rotimi Music, man.
Why?
You see this video he posted where he got on the mask and all of that?
Yes. Yeah, he does all these videos all the time.
As soon as I saw that, I said to myself, I can't wait till Drake get killed on Pop.
Why? He's just having a good time, having fun.
Ryan.
Yo.
Get it off your chest, Ryan.
I'm super pissed off at Charlamagne right now, man.
Oh, my God.
What's going on? Line,
man.
There's a theme this morning.
Jesus Christ. I mean, this is the theme of our life. Go ahead, sir.
Man, listen. I listened to you. You said you never pay your whole phone bill, right?
Nope.
Why are you mad about this man's
phone bill? Let him talk. Go ahead.
Because I didn't pay my whole phone bill and they cut my phone off yesterday.
No, you got to pay the pass due amount. When you pay the pass due amount, they turn your phone back on.
You
got
to listen, bro.
No, listen. Okay? I just want a little hump. All right? I missed yesterday. I need some hump day in my life, man. Come on, drop it.
Drop what?
I want to hit a hump day.
Oh, guess what? Hey, hump day, though.
Thursday.
That don't even make no sense.
It's Thursday, sir.
No, I need some hump in my life, man.
Hey, why you sound like a skinny Biggie Smalls?
You sound like you got a fat tongue.
Exactly.
That true?
Sound like a skinny Biggie Smalls.
I do got a fat tongue, ye.
All right. Just want to make sure.
Can I say why I'm blessed?
Yes, sir.
Because you have a fat tongue?
I'm blessed because I gained custody of my daughter.
Congratulations, sir.
Oh, that's so nice,
man. What's your daughter's name?
Her name's Nevaeh Scott.
All right. Congratulations, bro.
There you go, Nevaeh. That sounds like a character on The Lion King.
I never seen The Lion King. I wouldn't know.
No, you are such a
have a wonderful
person.
Day, and thank you for all your entertainment.
But, bro, you got to pay your phone bill. If you have your daughter around, you want to pay your phone bill. Just
pay
to
the pass
to
her.
That's not a good role model.
Listen. I paid it. Hopefully, it don't get cut off again.
All right, bro. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, you can hit us at any time. Now, Yee, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, Gabrielle Union has a book coming out, and some excerpts have been placed online. I'm going to tell you one really private situation that she addressed.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't forget, next hour, Tamar Braxton will be joining us. But right now, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Gabrielle Union.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Gabrielle Union's book is coming out. We're going to need more wine. And in that book, she talks about having had 8 or 9 miscarriages. She said, in order to tell you the exact number, I would have to get my medical records.
Sheesh.
She said, for 3 years, my body has been a prisoner of trying to get pregnant, either about to go into an IVF cycle, in the middle of an IVF cycle, or coming out of an IVF cycle.
I've endured two kids and don't know what an IVF cycle is.
In vitro fertilization.
Oh, okay.
I've endured 8 failed IVF cycles for as long as I can remember now. Dwayne and I have lived in a state of extended expectation. Did it take? Is the embryo normal or abnormal? Will I stay pregnant? We are always in some stage. So she also goes on to say, people who know my fertility issues often hand their babies to me to hold or text me pictures of babies to keep hope alive, they say. Nobody seems to think this is insensitive or maybe hard for me.
Very insensitive. Don't send me no damn baby when I'm trying to have one. Talk about keep hope alive. I'm trying to keep my baby alive.
Now, she also says that it's really rude when people ask her all the time about baby bumps, because she said sometimes those...
She gets pregnant and...
Oh, your period's on, you're just bloating.
But also sometimes in vitro might make you a little bloated and things like that. So she says she hates when reporters ask those questions. You don't know what somebody's going through.
Right.
And she also says that each attempt at IVF is a loving action. The child we want to have has been loved even as an idea.
So I wonder what's causing the miscarriages. Is it the IVF or is it her age? Like, what?
Some people just can't. I mean, a lot of women have miscarriages, but I know a family friend that is going through the same thing. It just won't catch. Like, they just can't do it.
I want to do in vitro. Because I got to ensure I have a boy, because I was a hoe in a past life. And when you're a hoe in a past life as a man, you get a lot of daughters. I got two daughters. I got to ensure I have a boy.
So you're not nervous, though? Like you have three arms or something? Or?
If I can rig this fight, I'm rigging this fight. All right? And if you got three arms, I hope the third arm is his penis. All right? I hope it's long and big, unlike his father.
All right.
I met a woman at a brunch the other day, and it took her 8 years, but she finally
did it.
Had the baby. So, you know, I think you got to just keep on trying. It's not an easy... But I understand her feeling like, oh, people ask you all those questions. They don't know what to say. But now they know what her issues are because she's put it in her book.
Well, God bless Gabrielle. Wish her the best.
Right. Okay. Michael Strahan's curse is continuing to haunt Kelly Ripa. Now, apparently, because, you know, Ryan Seacrest is her new host.
Mm-hmm.
And he was supposed to do an appearance on Good Morning America, but she made him cancel that appearance.
Ryan Seacrest or Michael Strahan?
Ryan Seacrest.
Okay.
Because they're saying it's the curse of Michael Strahan. Now, apparently, she had a whole entire breakdown about it. And he wants to stay on her good side. She's an executive producer on the show. She has a lot of pull. So she has a lot of influence over him. And she just still feels threatened over how they treated her at ABC with the whole Michael Strahan situation.
Oh, so, okay, I'm confused. She used to work at ABC?
No, Michael Strahan. She lost Michael Strahan to Good Morning America, I believe.
Oh,
she
don't want anybody else up there. Got you. Okay.
Right, and they were doing all kinds of things behind the scenes that were kind of insensitive to her as a co-host host.
I can understand that.
On the show as well. So she told them she does not want him doing Good Morning America. Instead of arguing, Ryan Seacrest canceled at the last minute and said, you know, it's completely
That's cool. Nice of him.
That's good. Be respectful, Ryan.
Right.
All right.
As he is.
It's good to see him be humble.
All right, now let's discuss Fat Joe. He was on CNN, and he's talking about getting supplies over to Puerto Rico and Mexico. Here's what he said.
Actually, we filled up 5 planes, and we got to fill up another 5 more. So we're at 2 million pounds that the city of New York has collected. We collected tons of stuff in the Bronx that half is going to Mexico, half is going to Puerto Rico.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Fat Joe, damn it.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying the issue is not the supplies, it's how to get it over there.
Mm-hmm.
So thank goodness that he's been able to get that. And we'll tell you more about what everybody's doing, including Tidal and Angie Martinez. This morning as well. Now, Nia Guzman versus Shakur Sozada. We told you this story yesterday. Nia Guzman has a baby with Chris Brown.
Okay, Chris Brown.
Shakur used to be friends with Nia Guzman. I guess they had a huge falling out.
Mm-hmm.
And Shakur did this rap that went viral. We played this for you yesterday. Here's a little recap.
Man, I really hate this bitch, cause she really ain't worth it. She talk about my family, now I wanna slit a wig. You never did no boss, you never get real far, cause I'm right around the corner, about to skirt off in my car. Now you don't wanna play, but it's already too late.
Fart on Shakur's bars again, please. Fart on her bars.
She's in New York right now, too. Now, Nia Guzman has gotten a restraining order against her ex-friend Shakur, saying that Shakur has been threatening her and threatening her daughter. And so she feels that she has to get a restraining order. But Shakur went ahead and got a restraining order against Nia as well. Now here is what Shakur has to say about her former friend, Nia Guzman.
This is her car parked in front of my house 2 weeks ago, stalking me when my neighbor saw her sprinkling some weird in front of my home. She's been harassing me. She's been threatening me. She's been parked in front of my house. I haven't come nowhere near around her crib. Not within a 5-mile radius. This is my house, my home, my private property.
Nia got Haitian people in her family? Like, who?
Listen.
What Caribbean people she know in her family?
I'd be very upset if I saw somebody sprinkling anything.
Exactly. Who she know from down south? She doing this roots and voodoo type stuff, sprinkling stuff in front of the driveway.
I have no idea.
This is it. Come on. She either got family in the Caribbean or she got some family down south. All right.
Well, she's from Houston.
That's not like voodoo. Oh, okay. Voodoo and roots to me. That Creole roots.
My goodness.
That voodoo.
All right, well, I'm Angela like Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Up next, Tamar Braxton will be joining us. We'll kick it with Tamar when we come back, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building, Miss Tamar Braxton.
Hi.
Now, welcome. Tamar, is this Forever 21 you're wearing now?
No, actually.
It's definitely not.
No, it's a combination. I think this top is Zara.
Mm-hmm. I told you Zara be popping.
Zara popping.
She got the Louis boots.
Pants. I don't know.
Well, God bless you for firing your stylist.
I mean,
is that true that
yes,
you fired him?
Yes, it's a true story.
Yes,
she posted it herself.
I hate bougie ass people like
that. I can't take it. It's like my fashion doesn't come from Instagram, but the kiki of it all, right? You're gonna talk about my Forever 21 jumpsuit, but you wanted me to wear Fashion Nova pants. Like, what's the difference?
Same difference. What I said yesterday.
Like, where we
Forever 21, Fashion Nova, Charlotte's Russe.
But really, who cares?
Right.
It's all pop. I like it all.
If it's cute, it's cute.
It's, you know what I mean. It's just so dumb.
If you know how to dress, then you can make anything look good. I don't like when people think just because something's name brand, it's automatically cute. It doesn't matter.
I agree with that. Now, I believe in moments. You know, there's a moment where, you know, you're looking fly and fresh, you know, but it shouldn't have to be every single day, and definitely clothes doesn't make me.
But let's get into what's going on with you, because the album is out, and you're saying yeah. This is your last album.
It is.
I like the album, too.
Thank you.
A lot of samples. Why is this your last album?
It's my last album because I feel like, you know, this is all I have to say for right now. You know, and also, you know, Vince and I work really, really close together, and this is something that I'm most passionate about, and this is the one thing that we argue the most about. And throughout this whole process, you know, I just really discovered what's important to me, and my family is important to me.
Mm-hmm. You know? I respect that. I think that's great to say. I need to concentrate on my family, but you're still going to write and do things behind yeah. the scenes, and you're about to go on tour for this album, so it's like a final hurrah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it feels complete, you know, and it feels right saying it. I don't feel like, you know, this is something that I have to make up or, you know, something that I have to, you know, fabricate. It just feels like it should be.
Now, when you say argue a lot, you mean that y'all marriage is good? Y'all only argue about
no, I never.
Stuff?
Wait, let me go back, because marriage is great, but it's hard as hell. You know what I mean?
It's a work in progress.
It's every day, is right? Every day is something new. You know what I mean? And I'm not going to sit up here and act like everything is peaches and cream every day, because it is definitely not, you know? But, you know, this is what we, you know, bump heads on the most.
Now, what do you bump heads about, though?
Well, you know, I'm a real creative person, and I'm really passionate about it, you know? And, you know, a lot of things I don't want to waver on, a lot of things I don't understand, a lot of things that he does understand. He's a manager, and a lot of things he doesn't tell me because he's a manager. And a lot of things I get upset about because he doesn't tell me.
If he tells you he doesn't like something or something might be whack or to sing another vocal, you're like, nah.
Well, that doesn't bother me. I mean, that part of it.
But
you
mean business-wise?
The business
other
side
people
of it.
And
yeah, you know, like, you know, coming from Epic and then now being independent, that was a question for me. Like, why am I doing that? You know what I mean? Because, you know, you come from a big machine and then you go to being, you know, independent. I didn't understand why that was a good thing.
Do you think he would tell you more if you guys weren't married?
No.
Maybe he tries to protect you as his wife.
Or maybe it's the other way around. Maybe you feel like he should tell you more because y'all are married.
I feel like, you know, but then everything's a blurred line. You know, there is no cutoff time. When is the time for us to be romantic and just be married? There is none of that.
You're laying in bed like, hey. Oh, now that he
listen,
has a new body.
He's him Kardashian.
New body Vince.
Yes, you see him?
Vince looks like a little boy.
He's Mr. Selfie.
He's like a little boy. Look.
He always does this.
He looks like a young man.
He's crazy. Yeah, he takes selfies all the time. It's ridiculous.
He said he wants to be fat.
My God.
No, you know,
now, what did your sisters have to say when this all happened? Did you consult them first? Because I know you guys are so tight. Were you like, listen, guys, before I make the announcement, I just want to let y'all know.
No, I didn't discuss it with anybody, actually. Like, it's my decision, you know? And, you know, as a wife, sometimes you got to kind of take the lead and be like, you know what? This is what's best for my family. You know, and this is what's best for me. This is what's best for me as a woman. I can't be a better woman if I'm frustrated all the time. You know what I mean? I'm not getting a stroke over the music industry.
So the music industry frustrates you?
It frustrates me because, you know, I mean, it's hard to understand, especially when you are a songwriter and you become connected to a record, you know what I mean? And it doesn't, I guess, do whatever you think
what
it should do,
it
you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's frustrating, you know, and you have questions as to why didn't I do this and where's this money going and blah, 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 and won't do won't. So I'm not doing that anymore.
So does things like record sales frustrate you?
No, I don't look at that. I don't look at that. I have no idea how many records I've sold.
21,000.
You tried it. I have.
Yes.
But it's very scary.
Well, you're accurate.
That would be,
okay.
But that's not, actually, for this day and age, that's not, like, bad, though. I think you did number 20.
Yeah,
I think
they said.
And let me tell you something. That's not going to affect my day.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, what affects my day is how my son is doing, you know? Is my parents alive and well? Is my sister doing amazing? Do they need anything? You know what I mean? Like, that's what affects me.
It's interesting, though, because you and Vince been married for... Y'all married for a while, right?
It's going on 9 years.
What makes you still care, so to speak?
Shoot. Well, he's my family, number one, you know? And he's my friend, and I mean, I don't know. I care about his well-being. Like, if he wasn't happy with me, I would want him to be happy with somebody else.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because you hear so many stories. You always hear, like, the artist, like, you're not going to make me choose my career over you. So they choose the career. You're actually saying...
Well, that's selfish, yeah. And that's dumb.
You know, you see a lot of couples that are like celebrity couples. Vince is a celebrity too. That actually break up because they're like, we don't spend enough time together, and you're always here doing this, and I'm always here doing this, and somehow we lost that connection along the way.
Well, I found that sometimes you can break up because you spend too much time together. Yeah. You know what I mean? And that's something that Vince and I have recently, you know, tried to figure out. You'll see that on Tamar and Vince next season, which is coming on in November. You know, I'm like, you kind of need to get your friends, and I'm going to get my friends, and then we'll be friends when it's time for us to get together.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because at first, you know, I really embraced the attachment. We're together all the time, and it was cute, and it was cool, until it wasn't no more.
Yeah, yeah.
You need to miss each other.
Yeah, you do. I think that's important.
Can you do a boys trip?
Get your life. Yeah. I mean, because here is the thing. Honestly, you can't stop anybody from doing what they're going to do.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can be in the same city and the same shenanigans is going to pop off.
All right, we got more with Tamar when we come back, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Tamar Braxton is in the building. Charlamagne?
So can Vince have a side chick?
What?
I'm just asking. I don't know.
Can he have a side chick?
Yeah, can he have one?
No, you can't have a side chick. But if he has a side chick, I would hope that he's respectful about it.
What if you bought her a house 9 miles from where you lived? And...
Okay, what's you want to go there?
About a side chick?
Well, what's respectful about it?
Yeah, you said okay, you got to be respectful about it. I've never heard of that.
Okay, well, because, you know, a lot of people are not real with themselves, okay, with successful men, because I'm a woman, so I'm going to speak about men, okay, with successful men, comes certain things, okay?
A man is only as faithful as his options.
Well, I'm just saying, I mean...
Unsuccessful men have side chicks, too.
They do, but this is what happens when a man becomes successful, you know? He buys jewelry, he gets a big old house, then he gets a side chick. You know what I mean? It's certain things. He gets a new whole set of friends, okay? He starts acting different, and he gets a side chick, you know?
Could you survive
that? So that's
that,
fine?
You think?
So that's not fine.
I know.
It's not fine. But listen, if you're going to sign yourself up for something, you might as well know how it's going to go. You know what I mean? Yeah. Am I going to be surprised? Am I going to be devastated and die and roll over the floor? No. My father was a pastor and had a side chick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
How did you know your dad had a side chick? Did you see it?
Well, he married her.
Oh.
Boom. My daddy married a side chick, too.
He did?
Yeah, he did.
Well, that's what my man came up
with. Successful side chick story here on the
But what, I'm going to ask you a question. For your definition, what is a side chick, though?
When you say side chick, that means that this is actually a woman that you are taking care of like they're your girlfriend. It's one thing just to be out there going to get some other poom-poom every
now and
then.
It's like a steady thing.
Yeah, when you got a steady, constant thing going on, she's really a chick at the side. Like, that's your other girlfriend.
Oh, so you just got two girlfriends.
Well, you got a wife and a girlfriend.
Oh, I don't know. Well, maybe I just feel like, I don't know. A side chick is, I guess, whoever you like the least.
Well, what's
the
okay for Vince? Because he texted me earlier.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can be the wife, like, and be the side chick.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Sometimes people like their wife the least.
You know what I mean?
And then the wife turns into the side chick.
But what's okay for Vince to have?
Happiness, you know? Whatever he wants to do in this life, he tried it.
Get me in trouble.
When we say happiness, we mean bluebird of happiness, okay? Yeah,
that's too.
What we mean.
Jeez. That too, but, you know.
Have you ever washed Vince? You ever bathed him?
I have.
In the tub?
We Keisha just talked K-O, about
yeah. Keisha K.O. said she babe Gucci Man, and
that's how she knew she was in love.
Yeah, well, yeah, that sure changes things.
After his car accident?
No, this is before his car accident. When he got sick, and do you remember a long time ago?
I remember.
Yeah, he had blood clots and he almost died. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I had to wash him. He couldn't do anything for himself.
Wow, that's love.
Yeah.
I just talked to him about that because he actually scared me. I was on a flight and my legs started hurting. And I said, oh, my gosh, Vince, I have a blood clot like Vince. And I went to the hospital. I went to the emergency room. And they kicked me out of there. It was like, you ain't got nothing but no leg pain. Right. But he's like, now every time I take a flight and my leg hurts, I go directly to the hospital because I feel like I got a blood clot.
Yeah, well, you know, here is the thing. When you fly, it's very safe to take an aspirin. I mean, it's not going to hurt you to take an aspirin. It makes your blood thinner.
I take two.
You do? Yeah.
My doctor told me to do that.
Actually, to be honest, I'm just going to be 100% honest because I have nothing to hide. I just left the hospital this morning because I thought I had a blood clot.
Wow.
Yeah. And so, like, you know, you just have to stay on top of it. And especially, you know, people of color, you have to make sure you get your blood checked and see how thin or thick your blood is.
So are blood clots contagious?
Get your life.
What are you talking about?
No, silly goose. No, no, like but it's hereditary.
Okay.
Definitely it's hereditary, and it's definitely prominent in, you know, people of color, such as yourself.
Gotcha.
But your skin looks amazing.
Dermatologist, baby. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Chemical peels.
Yes, God.
Now you are going on tour with Escaping Monica.
Yes.
So that's
Escaping Monica and NeNe Leakes.
Oh,
actually.
NeNe's going on tour,
yes, NeNe's opening up.
What the hell NeNe going to do?
NeNe is a y'all don't think NeNe's funny?
I never
y'all tried it.
So she's opening as a comedian.
Yeah, she's coming in. She's going to do her, you know, part of her.
NeNe does comedy?
She's been doing comedy.
No, I didn't know that.
NeNe is selling her all over the country. Y'all better get your life together.
Go ahead, NeNe Leakes.
Yes. NeNe got that coin, honey. You know, she's opening up for us. And then I'm just so excited, first of all, because, you know, I mean, a lot of people associate myself with, like, drama and not really being able to get along with women, which is the furthest from the truth because I have 100,000 sisters, you know.
They don't really like you, seem like.
They
sometimes.
Do like me. We're sisters, oh, gotcha. Silly. We don't agree all the time. Yeah. We're not supposed to.
Yeah, look, Envy and Charlamagne are brothers and they argue all the time.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
See?
But I can quit Envy. I can't. You can't quit your sister.
You can't quit him. I can quit him.
You can't quit him. That's your brother.
That's my guy. Absolutely.
Exactly. And so, you know, I'm excited just about the unity of it all, you know? Me and Tiny are stronger than ever. You know, we've definitely reunited, especially as far as the kids are concerned.
Right. How did y'all get back?
How many tears was that when y'all reconciled? Yeah. When y'all finally saw each other and hugged?
And you know, it's so funny. Tiny's not a crier, but she cried. We both cried. Because it was stupid, you know, and it was crazy because so many people had so much to say who had nothing to do with our relationship. And that was our fault because we allowed people to be able to have a say, you know, whether it's social media or, you know, whispering things in our ears. That felt really good to know that our relationship is real.
Right.
You know, at the end of the day.
Don't you get to a certain age where you realize, like, a lot of this stuff is very petty.
It's
and
so
life is
petty.
Short. Like, just call a person or whatever.
Yeah, but that was hard. Like, he was asking me how that all came about.
Mm-hmm.
Tiny put a post up for Logan's birthday. And this is after.
Your son, Logan.
Huh?
Your son, Logan.
Yeah, my son, Logan. And then Tip, who loves social media nowadays, and I love him back, but he was like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Y'all need to get back together and stop being divas. And then I was like, well, if we got to get back together, y'all got to get back together then.
I saw that.
And then, and then, yeah, and look at God. Mm-hmm. Everybody back together.
Not you and Toya.
You know what? I knew you couldn't wait to go there.
When you and Toya are going to reconcile, since everything's so petty?
I feel like that's a different conversation because, you know, on this show, this very show, I was watching like everybody else, and I was devastated. I was hurt. I had no idea that that wasn't my friend.
Well, let's flash back to what Toya said about you on this here show, The Breakfast Club.
Like, it was like 8-9 months. Like, we don't talk all the time. We have a mutual friend, which is Tiny.
Mm-hmm.
And Tamar and I became friends from Tiny. And, you know, we were cool.
Just cool, but not
Yeah, but not to where she's like my
together,
best friend.
Gotcha.
Like, you know.
On top of everything that was, like, really negative that happened last year, I think that, I'm not going to cry. That's just one of the things that hurt me the most because, you know, when her brothers died, it really affected me. Because Tiny and I were together. We were at the studio with Tricky. And we both called her. And I just,
found it really hard to hear her say that that was a nice gesture. You know, I'm not that girl.
So you didn't know y'all had any issues before she came in?
On God, I had no idea. Right. You know, like, I'm not the kind of person, like, I'm so blessed and so unbothered that if somebody wants to get on a television show of mine, whether it's the Braxtons, Tamar and Vince, that show I was on, all the other shows that I'm developing. No, I'm just saying, I don't, that's why do that. I care? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's not a check coming out of my pocket. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't care about stuff like that. You know, I mean, it's really important for me, for all of my friends to be successful. I think it's really whack to have like a real dope chick and you the only one out the bunch.
Right.
You're not whack. You're just the dopest chick out the bunch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, I can't.
But people were personally offended that they felt like you unfollowed them. And
well, you can be offended if you want to, but, you know, it's still my feelings, mm-hmm. you know? And unfollowing somebody should not define your relationship.
It does in 2017.
Well, I didn't
it
know that.
Does. Yes.
Well,
does.
I'm a grown woman.
If you unfollow
you know?
Vince right now, they're going to say y'all getting a divorce.
Vince that can't have social media.
You know what?
Wow. No.
Vince can't? He can't have?
God, no.
You won't allow him?
No.
I heard he has a private account.
You don't play with Vince. Don't get Vince in trouble.
Look, I was about to say, man, what happened?
Did he ever have one?
No, he's never had one.
But why can't he have one if he wanted one?
What do you want one for?
Okay. I get you.
Yeah,
the Instagram models.
Don't you get Vince in trouble.
Listen.
The block is on the top. No, don't get Vince.
Listen, Linda, don't do that. He doesn't need to. I mean, if you have something to say to him, DM me and I'll let him know. What's up?
Well, let's get into a record off the album.
Which one you gonna play?
I was gonna play Wanna Love You Boy, but what you wanna hear?
You here for that? I wanna hear what you like.
I like Wanna Love You Boy. I like that joint.
Well, thank you.
All right, well, let's get into it right now. Tamar's here. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Breakfast Club. Tamar Braxton still in the building.
So you and Toya can't reconcile at all?
It's not about reconciling. I feel like there's another conversation that needs to be had because you have to understand she put me in a book and publicized it. Mm. You know what I mean? That kind of makes things final.
Well, she needed something to write about. Aren't you the person that didn't Tamar coin Paperback Toya?
You know what?
Who coined it? Who said that?
I didn't coin it because I didn't buy it. I didn't coin it.
That?
I said that.
Yes.
And I said that because I didn't. And at that time, this is me, right? At that time, I wasn't trying to shade her. I was just saying, it's not about what you think it's about. It's not about what she wrote in her book. Because, yeah, I don't even know what she wrote in her book about me. I'm just going based upon what I heard. I heard that I was a horrible friend and, you know, I hated on somebody to get on some show that, you know, whatever. Get on it now. Go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know?
She did say, she said she wanted to know why. She said you the fakest B she know, and you wrote all that pathetic attention seeking, but you conveniently forgot to tell him why you're really mad. Speak up. Tell him why you and your so-called best friend in 19 years fell out.
Well, why? You tell me.
I don't know.
Well, she seems to know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? How can you put on a persona for so long? You know what I mean? I'm the same person every time somebody meets me. You know what I mean? I don't have a desire to be fake because I have nothing to gain from being fake.
What's your issue with paperbacks? What's
nothing. Paperbacks? Get your life. My ex-brother-in-law write paperbacks. Get your life, whatever you do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I just said that just to say it was, you know, not the truth.
Now, recently we seen in the blogs that you guys were being sued for $3.7 million.
Not you guys.
Vincent Harper. Vincent.
Okay. But so turn that Vincent. Around. Both of y'all.
No, that's not. It's a business situation.
She's like, don't put me on that lawsuit. That's right. $3.7 million ain't got nothing to do with me.
Tamar's not being sued for anything,
okay?
You know?
Mm-hmm. But they said it was because he failed to bring any artists besides you.
You want to talk to him?
I know. Why are we talking to Vincent?
Exactly, because that's not my business. You asked me about Tamar Shaland.
Vincent, I see you.
He said hit him on Instagram if you want to interview.
He asked me about Logan Land. We're thriving. But he asked over there. I don't know. Oh, and let me tell you something. I think it's very important for me to stay out of his damn business. You know what I mean? That business.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I mean, I don't. He can give me his advice and I can give him advice that he asks me, but I don't feel like that's my place. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha. But as a married couple, is all the funds y'all?
No.
Oh, okay.
And I don't believe in that.
Are y'all split accounts? What's yours is yours, his is his.
Not his and his and yours is yours. I believe in reserving something for yourself.
Right.
I believe, and if you're going to be a business person, you have to conduct yourself in the business manner, meaning my Tamar Collection money, that's Tamar Collection. It ain't in my business. It's not in my personal account. It's
not
you
in
know
a
what
joint
I mean?
Account.
No, it's not no joint account, you know, whatever.
Y'all don't have one joint account?
Yeah, you do as a married couple, but, you know, I don't believe in, you know.
You washed him.
You washed him. Y'all can share y'all money.
And Jesus washed you from your sins. What are we doing?
Being that this is the last album, yeah, what's going on television-wise for you as far as the reality show? Does that mean that you want to take a break from that too? Or
no.
Are we going to focus on... I know you have a show that Steve Harvey that you're
We're
doing.
We're developing together. Mm-hmm. I have a couple of shows, actually. I really love television, you know? And I really love singing. But for me, television is like... It gives me a sense of stability where I know that if I'm off... Or we're done at 6 o'clock, I'm home by 7 to cook my son something to eat.
Right. That's
real. You know, and help him with his homework and, you know, do all the things that I can do in, you know, those times that I'm off of work. Like, I feel like you and your wife are so amazing. First of all,
thank you.
I'm mad that you guys are not on reality television.
Yet.
Are you guys going to do that?
Well, make it happen, Tamar.
I could, but you should.
Mm-hmm. I think
are you guys
going
to do that?
Maybe. We might do that.
He has so many jobs.
Mm-hmm. He has so many, and he's so secretive about it. He's so secretive about it, and I love him. I love that about you guys. But
Thank you. I mean,
you guys are like the Huxtables.
I mean, we've been together over 22 years, 9, yeah. 16. And like you said, it's a work in progress. You
Listen.
Know what I mean? But we all have jobs. Like, you know, I do this while she does that. She does this while we do that. And we work together well, and we fight, we argue, we bicker, we make up, we have a lot of sex, and we enjoy life.
Crazy.
Can the Huxtables make it on TV now, though? Like, that's the thing. Like, it's like they always want some ratchet.
I know, too. T.I. and Tiny had a show that had a good run.
I think it's a different, a different example of what the Huxtables was then than it is now.
Reverend Run had his show.
You guys are, like, successful people, you know what I mean? And so, I mean, I feel like that needs to be shown in a different light. You know what I mean?
And everything doesn't have to be perfect looking all the time. Like, the Huxtables seem so perfect. Real life is not perfect.
No, and it's a farce, and it does nothing but jack you up. Mm-hmm. It's like Instagram.
What the hell happened with you and D-Ray?
Nothing.
That wasn't...
doing too much.
He said you was lip syncing or something like that?
What's
wrong with lip syncing?
Because I'm a real singer, and sometimes that can come across as offensive, but I wasn't offended that day.
He's a comedian.
And he's a comedian. Right. But, you know, D-Ray and I have been knowing each other for years. You know, I've been in this industry for forever. You know what I mean? And so that was not my first time meeting him. You know, we've been joking around together for years. He said something, and Lil Mama, bless her heart, we gonna put her in her place one day. She gonna know her place one day. Stop talking.
Rapper?
Yes. And, you know, you know, and egging things on. But it wasn't what people said it was.
You guys did a video saying that.
Yeah, like, that's my boo.
No,
like, I'm telling you, I promise you, I'm so unbothered, and I don't want no issues with nobody but the devil. I really don't.
Well, you seem like you want smoke with Toya Wright and Lil Mama.
No, I like Lil Mama.
Oh, okay.
Lil Mama just, you know.
She egged it on.
She needed to get the spirit of the hush sometimes.
The spirit of the hush.
You know what I mean? Exactly. We love Lil Mama. We do. You know. Just shh.
Yeah.
You know? And don't stop mentioning Toya, because then everything is about Toya.
That's right. You're right.
You know what I mean? And I don't want to do that. I don't want to take all of my positive things that I have in my life and turn them around into negativity.
Right.
And then on top of that, make it a negative situation between me and another woman. Like, my God, it's done. Like,
yeah, I'm really just in defense of paperbacks, because mine comes out in February.
That's okay.
Paperback Charlotte.
What does that mean? Your paperback did amazing, right?
Hardcover did amazing.
So why are you coming out with a paperback?
Because so more people could afford it.
Doing it. The company.
Yeah, you don't care. You're still an author.
That's it.
Come on, somebody.
Now, is it ever difficult having your husband as a manager?
Yes.
Of course.
Mm. The worst.
Really?
Yes.
Why is it so bad?
Well, Gabby's asking because he's going to manage Gia.
I'm definitely not. Nope.
Don't. Mm-mm. Please
no
don't. Listen
to
me.
Too much.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Don't. Don't take the fun out of your relationship.
Absolutely.
Keep it there. Mm-hmm. You know, if that could change anything else, I know he has my back, and I know that no one is going to look out for me as much as he does, but I feel like it has to be somebody else in, you know, the middle to help us, you know, with the blurred line, because everything is all over the place.
Would you recommend him to other people to manage?
Yeah, I mean, he has. That's mm-hmm. what he does. Don't you represent Remy? Yeah. Okay, get your life. I don't care.
Remy Martin? Oh, Remy. All right. Well, Remy Ma. Wow.
You said Martin?
Ma.
Remy Ma.
He's thinking about drinking.
He tried it.
Wow.
You need some help?
No, I think okay. I'm good.
Yeah, I mean, he manages, you know, people. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't care about that. I'm not insecure like that. You know, it's a business.
Right.
You know what I mean? I like to eat. I like where I live. I'm just saying.
Are you and Monica cool?
I mean, I hope so. Anybody hear anything?
Y'all going on tour together.
Going on tour, I would hope so.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't really know her. And I've never really known her like that.
Really? All these
years? No, no. Like, I've never been to her house. I don't, you know, I knew Shannon before I met her. No, I don't have issue. I can't wait to really, honest, I can't wait to really get to know her because I feel like we have a lot in common.
And Monica's real cool.
Yeah.
Is tour as fun as it used to be, though? Because y'all older now, y'all got families. Y'all ain't want to hang out and kick it and...
I mean, I do a lot of shows now. I mean, I go on stage and I go home.
Right.
I mean, what we hanging out for?
Or,
we got roadies?
Or,
you know, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, like, we're not rappers, we're singers. It's a little different. But I'm sure, like, we'll hang out and have, like, you know, slumber parties and stuff like that. That's fun to us.
Right.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Well, we appreciate you joining us. Album is out right now. Pick it up.
Are you happy, Tamar?
I am happy.
Like, I saw you last week. I was like, hey, you look like you can tell your aura is different. Even Vince's aura is different. Y'all look happy.
We do?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I know who I am, you know? And I have nothing to prove. That's why I'm going to wear this Forever 21 in Jesus' name.
There you go.
Boom.
Forever 21 in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
There you go.
And the Christ line coming soon from Forever 21.
There you go. Tamar Braxton, it's The Breakfast Club.
Thank you, guys.
Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Yes. Money Moves. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
I saw Tamar Braxton just posted her picture from The Breakfast Club.
What she posted?
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
She put, the interview ain't that popping, but I am. Mm. She kept saying that the interview
was controversial. Right.
She didn't have no scandal. I thought it was a good interview, though.
I thought so, too.
Personally.
I thought so, too. But anyway, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Tyrese.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up. Nah.
Well, one thing about Tyrese, he will say what's on his mind on social media.
Very sincere. That's one thing you can say about Tyrese. He's a sincere individual.
Now he posted PSA, congratulations to The Rock and your brother-in-law, a.k.a. 7 Bucks producing partner, for making the Fast and the Furious franchise about you. And like you, even if they call, I will not be deleting this post. Good night, folks. See you in 2020, April. Fast family, right? Nah, it's about Team Dwayne. 3 years, will it be worth the wait? No, Shaw, just Hobbs. Will this be another Baywatch? Guys, just relax. Yeah. I'm just a passionate film critic.
Well, The Rock is getting a solo movie based off his character on Fast and the Furious. So that means that the next Fast and the Furious movie is going to get pushed back for a few years. So that means that Tyrese and Ludacris and them won't be getting their checks for three more years.
Mm-hmm. Well, they'll just have to do other movies. I'm sure Tyrese is booked and busy.
Baby Boy 2 on the way. Drop one of Clue's bombs. Now it's time for TGT reunion. I'm serious, Ty. I dropped the Black Tie album. I'm serious, okay?
You got other things.
We got things to do for 3 years. We'll be fine.
All right, now Kendrick Lamar, we told you, was speaking at the Forbes Under 30 Summit, and he did mention how he feels like he has some similarities with Colin Kaepernick and the way that they think about their actions. Here's what he said.
You know, I'm sure they feel he want to give up. They think he's going to give up, but he want to stand for something. You don't look at the moment whether it is going to work or not. No, you look at what the next generation is going to receive from it. And if I quit what I'm doing or feel like I can't go no longer because I have naysayers or I have people, you know, behind the scenes that, you know, say I can't do it or I feel a little discouraged, I got to think beyond the moment.
There you go.
Drop on the Clues bombs with Kendrick Lamar, damn it.
He said you have to look at it like, what do you want to be remembered for?
That's real, though, man. Mm-hmm.
All right, now let's talk about Iyanla Van Zandt. Her show is back, Fix My Life. Now, she is airing an episode. This is going to air on October 7th. What's today's date?
The 5th.
Okay. So it is the first look, Male Survivors of Childhood Rape. And this looks heartbreaking. What? It's part one of this two-part episode where she works with 5 men who were sexually abused as children. And she wants them to be able to move forward with their lives.
The last person I would want to talk to when I'm going through something like that is Iyanla Van Zandt. Whose life is she fixed?
A lot of people.
No.
But listen.
I was around 6 years old.
I was 14.
You were 5. He called you into the
bathroom.
Today, we're going to speak the unspeakable. What is that about?
What it's about that I don't think you get.
Don't assume.
No, you are
carrying the pain of the 5-year-old, 6-year-old, 8-year-old, 12-year-old. Do you get that? I want you to be willing to take everybody down to save yourself.
You can't talk to victims of you can't talk to male victims of rape and tell them you want them to take everybody down.
Listen,
like, that just don't even make
sense.
Did
y'all see the movie Sleepers?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
But you were kind of raped.
I was molested when I was 8 years old by my cousin's ex-wife.
No, that's I guess they consider that would
be considered
rape. She
used to make me suck her breasts, and she used to play with my little thing, and I made her stop because I didn't like the smell of her Jerry Curl.
All right, well, last week she had Turk on from the Hot Boys.
Turk was
what?
Turk was
raped?
No, wow. I said last week. She had Turk on.
Well, you can't be doing no segues like that.
You
didn't tell us what happened last week.
You can't cut me off. Now, he was on trying to fix his life with his wife, and they've been having a lot of issues, and she relates that back to his own relationship with his father. Check it out.
I wish I had my daddy.
So you don't have to do
this. Who is that?
I never get a chance to just tell my daddy how much he hurt me. I wish he was in my life. He used to talk to me or call me drunk, even up until he died. While I'm in jail and everything, I remember telling him when I come home, I'm gonna get him to come stay with me. Mm-hmm. And when I came home, he was expecting to come, but I ain't let him come.
Yeah.
Because he was still getting drunk. And I ain't want that around my family.
Drop on the clues bomb for Turk, damn it. Not being afraid to express his emotions.
Let
me tell you something, man. All jokes aside, right?
Uh-huh.
When I was doing, I do a podcast called The Brilliant Idiots, and I was doing The Brilliant Idiots live show on Saturday, right? And I'm talking to the crowd, and I'm telling them about how I was molested when I was 8 by my cousin's ex-wife, and somebody yells from the crowd, gay! So I'm like, now how are we supposed to share as men if I can't even talk about something that happened in my life without being chastised by my other men?
That's correct.
Okay?
And that's a fact. So you guys should check that out because he talks about how his relationship with his father actually affects how he treats his own wife and his relationship with her. And she's on there as
well. Don't blame that on the daddy. Now what happened? Oh, no, you know what? That is true, though. He probably saw his daddy treating his mom a certain way. Absolutely.
Yeah, he discovers that while he's on the show.
Because people react either one or two ways. They either mimic the behavior of their father or they're so appalled by the behavior, they do the exact opposite.
Right.
All right, now shout out to Lil Mo. She is actually going to be joining the Love & Hip Hop New York cast.
Lil Mo. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, and her husband, Carl. Now, she said, if I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. Love & Hip Hop New York, 20 years. Lil Mo, I am love, I am hip hop, I am New York. Born and raised, moved to Texas, Atlanta, Fayetteville, Baltimore, Philly. Now it's time to go back home, get my crown, take my belongings with me, buckle up, you're in for one hell of a ride.
Now, here's the thing with Satan Scott Young, right?
What?
Mona. When you get people like Lil Mo, then Love & Hip Hop could actually be a good platform for Lil Mo. That's a
correct.
Good platform that, because Lil Mo is super talented, one of the best vocalists, period.
Opinionated and real.
Absolutely. That could actually work for Lil Mo and help relaunch her music career the right
way. She's on there with Remy Ma, with Yandy, Rich Dallas, Juju,
and nobody's going to test her husband because her husband boxes, so that's not going to happen. So it should be very
interesting. Those platforms worked for K Michelle. They worked for Cardi B, of course, and they worked for Remy Ma, and I think it could work for Lil Mo.
I agree.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
Oh, man, it's a representative named Tim Murphy. He needs to come to the front of the congregation. I would like to have a word with him because I cannot stand a hypocrite.
Okay. We'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. And then it's Ask Yee. Get on the phone lines right now. If you got a question for Yee, relationship advice, you need help, 800-585-1051. Donkey Today's up next.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly.
The Breakfast Club.
Yes! Donkey of the Day for Thursday, October 5th goes to Representative Tim Murphy of Pennsylvania. Now, if it's one thing your Uncle Charlotte can't stand, it's hypocrisy. Okay, what is hypocrisy? Well, according to Webster's Dictionary, it's the practice of claiming to have moral standards or beliefs to which one's own behavior does not conform. Okay, basically, people who not practicing what they preaching. People who not about the life they claim to be about, okay? I hate hypocrites. Only thing worse than a liar is a lying hypocrite, and Representative Tim Murphy is the epitome of a hypocrite. Now, he will not be seeking re-election because, like most politicians, he's full of the poop emoji. See, Representative Tim Murphy is anti-abortion, pro-life. All right? I repeat, anti-abortion, pro-life. He not with the scoop scoop. Okay? Now, let the record show, Charlamagne Tha God is pro-choice. If you want to get an abortion, that's your business. I've had a few in my day with various women, and not once was I consulted on whether or not those young ladies should keep the baby, and that didn't bother me because, one, I was like 16 or 17 and couldn't afford no damn baby, and number two, it's really not my decision, so whatever. If that woman chooses to have an abortion, that's on her. Now, Representative Tim Murphy, he will be retiring after his term because Mr. Anti-Abortion urged the woman he was having an affair with to have an abortion. Let's hear it.
After reports that Congressman Tim Murphy, a strong pro-life Republican, had encouraged his mistress to have an abortion in an extramarital affair, pressure mounted almost immediately for the congressman to resign or at least announce he would not seek re-election next year. In his statement, Murphy noted, quote, "In the coming weeks, I will take personal time to seek help as my family and I continue to work through our personal difficulties and seek healing."
This is just further evidence that most people who don't believe in abortion never got the wrong person pregnant. So much hypocrisy coming from Representative Tim Murphy. Not only is Tim cheating on his wife, having an affair, being an infidel, he's smashing his side chick raw, shooting her club up, getting her pregnant. Now all of a sudden, abortion is fine. I read a quote once and it said, "Sincerity makes the very least person to be of more value than the most talented hypocrite." I agree with that because I would rather deal with a sincere person, regardless if they are sincerely real, or sincerely full of the poop emoji. Because if they are sincere, then at least I know where they stand. But when you are a hypocrite, you lying to everybody, including yourself. You are presenting an illusion to the public. This is why I tell y'all all the time that if someone is always saying things that you agree with, they are probably telling you what you want to hear, not what they really feel, okay? Everybody out there listening to Charlamagne Tha God talk, you may not agree with me all the time, but you will never be able to call me a hypocrite. Now, it's okay to change your mind about things. I do that often. That's what life is about, growth, evolution. But you can't have a whole pro-life stance on something. Be trying to get legislation to make abortion illegal, and then you have your side chick sitting in the clinic getting an abortion. What a hypocrite. I hope you are haunted by your hypocrisy, Tim Murphy. Mr. Pro-Life, Mr. Anti-Abortion, I hope you in the gym working out and whatever streaming service you use, whether it's Tidal, Pandora, Spotify, Apple, whatever service you use, I hope they recommend Usher versus Raymond album and you get to track 3. There goes my baby. I hope you hear that song, think about forcing your side chick to get an abortion, and you cry, okay? You are a hypocrite, Representative Tim Murphy, and ain't no healing when you a hypocrite. I hope you are haunted by your hypocrisy. Mr. Anti-Abortion, Mr. Pro-Life, you know the universe works in such mysterious ways. Do you know Chili's just relaunched their baby back ribs campaign? This is a true story. I literally read the article yesterday in the Daily Mail. So being that Chili's relaunched their baby back rib campaign, and you, Mr. Pro-Life, okay, you pro-life hypocrite, you who forced your mistress to get an abortion, I pray that you can't miss this campaign. I hope everywhere you go, you hear that baby back jingle.
I want my new baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back.
I would rather be known in life as an honest sinner than a lying hypocrite. And Representative Murphy, you, sir, are a lying hypocrite. Please give Representative Tim Murphy the biggest hee-haw. Can't stand no hypocrite, bro.
All right. All right, well, thank you for that donkey today. Up next, Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, you can call Ye right now. She'll help you out with all your problems. Again, the number, 800-585-1051. Call Ye right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
What's going on? It's Marquise.
All right.
Okay, so Marquise, what's your question for Ask Yee?
All right, Yee. This is the question, man. I'm in an interracial relationship, and...
So Marquise, are you black?
Yes, I'm black.
Okay, your girlfriend is white?
Yes, she's white.
Okay.
And... don't get it wrong, I love black females, but it just happened in the time of my life that I just met someone, and she was there for me. And, you know, I got to know her. She's real, a real good person, down to earth and everything. But it's like now when I'm out in public, like my head still turns. Like, I love seeing black females. I'm still attracted to him. Like, I'm ready to break up with her, but I don't want no negative karma to come back to me.
So you want to break up with her just because, is it problems within your relationship, or you want to break up with her because of the climate of the world and still being attracted to wanting to be with a black woman?
Well, I still want to be with a black woman. I'm ready to have kids. I want my kids to look like me, but I'm just confused because I don't want, she's a very good person. I don't want that, you know, that negative energy, that negative karma to come around. And
Marquise, it sounds like you're worried about, this isn't about your relationship, it's about everything surrounding it. How is your actual relationship? Do you love her? Are you in love with her?
Oh, I do love her, but I still want to have kids down the future, and I want them to look like me. I want to...
Your kids can still look like you. They might be a little lighter. They could still be your... You never know how your kids are going to come out.
No, I'm black. I'm, like, dark-skinned, and I don't want no caramel babies. I want black babies, but she's a very good woman, though.
Marquise, I'm going to say a couple of things here. First, I'm going to say I'm an interracial child. My mom is black. My dad is Chinese. For me growing up, of course, my parents got a lot of weird looks as well, but if you love somebody, none of that should matter. As a matter of fact, that should be educational and teachable for other people. Now, I will say, however, if you have it in your head that you want to marry a black woman and have black children that are, you know, 100% whatever, then that's a whole nother issue. Nobody could tell you what to like and what not to like for yourself. And if you feel like I don't have a future with this woman because I just don't want to have mixed children, then that's on you. You don't have to be with anybody you don't want to be with. It has nothing to do with karma. You know what bad karma is from? Bad karma is if you stay with her, cheat on her, have a baby outside of the relationship with somebody else, knowing that you don't want to be with her, that'll hurt her more. I think that if you know that's not somebody you can marry, then yes, you should break up with her.
That's what anybody thinks, man. You got to be happy.
But he's not happy.
Oh.
Like, look, if you're letting other people's looks get to you and that's what bothers you, that's terrible. But if you feel like I just don't see a future with her because I don't want to be with somebody, I don't want to be with somebody that's of a different race, then that's some issues you have within yourself. But if that's something that you feel, I can't tell you not to feel that way.
You didn't feel like that until Get Out came out and Trump got in the White House. If Trump wasn't in the White House and Get Out hadn't came out, you'd be proudly walking down the street with that white woman. And ain't nothing wrong with that, all right?
You said you love her, but you're not in love with her.
I mean, I love her. She's a really good person. She has a really good heart. She's not a crackhead's cracker.
Man, go ahead and make you some little Obamas and stop tripping, man. Go ahead and make you a little Barack. Make you a J. Cole. Make you a Drake.
Angela, you are beautiful, too. Just want to tell you that.
Oh, boy. He's shooting a shot now.
Man, you trying to have
What's it?
What do you call it when you're dating two different women from different backgrounds? You got a white woman and an Asian woman now. What you want?
All right. I don't know.
But, Marquise, I do think it's unfortunate that you've let other people from the outside interfere with how you feel about a person.
Yeah.
I'm just confused if this is how you feel aside from everybody else, or is this how you feel because of everybody else?
I think it's a mix of both.
You got to man up, bro.
Yeah. You got to be
Don't worry about what people think.
But I do know people that feel like I want to marry a black woman, and I can't tell you not to.
All right, thanks.
I hope she leave you for a Republican.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Ask Yee. 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're going to line 8, right?
Yes. Grace.
Hello. Grace.
Good morning.
Hey. Grace, let's get into your messy situation.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God. I can't believe I'm talking to you guys. Okay.
What's your question for Yee?
So basically, my husband, we got married a few years ago, but he got in some trouble, got locked up. He's been locked up for the last 2.5 years.
Uh-oh.
And basically, he cheated on me in the beginning before he got locked up, so we were already on the rocks.
Mm-hmm.
And since he's been locked up, I've been basically with the father of my first child.
Okay.
He's been here helping with both of my kids, the one for my husband also.
Mm-hmm.
But my husband now has about 6 weeks left.
Okay.
So now I have to make
his wife.
I don't know about that.
Uh-oh.
So I really don't know what to do in this situation because I caught him a couple times. He was still talking to the female he cheated on me with. And I have so many people telling me that he's just playing games. That's just jailhouse talk. That, oh, he gave his life to God. He want to do what's right. I don't want to just cut off my baby daddy that's been here helping me raise my kids for the last 2 years.
All right, Grace, first of all, even though he cheated on you a couple of times when he went to jail, and I actually had an ex-boyfriend that went to jail while we were dating, and you kind of feel guilty when a guy goes to jail. You forgive all that because you feel bad that he's going to jail, right?
Right.
And you're like, I don't want to desert him now where he needs me. Plus, that's your husband. Now, If he hadn't went to jail, do you think you guys would still be together?
Probably not, because he was, like, doing kind of bad when we first got together. And when I helped him get on his feet, like, literally, you know, helped him get a really good job. I helped him get a vehicle. The night he got the vehicle and I co-signed for him, he took off on me.
Wow.
Wow. What did he go to jail for, though?
Well, he had already prior charges from when he was younger, so he got caught with a gun.
Okay. A couple of things here. So you wouldn't even probably be with him now. While he's locked up, were you acting like you guys were together and telling him that you love him, you miss him, you can't wait for him to come home to you?
Don't you lie.
Truthfully, I've been back and forth. 1 month, I might be good with him, telling him I love him. The next month, I was with my baby daddy. I'm not even going to lie.
Okay, aside from the jail situation, who's a better person for you? Who do you love more?
I don't know who I love more, but I know a person that can help build a better life is my baby daddy, to be honest, because he is more mature. You know, he has that stable mentality. But my husband, he's 2 years younger than me, and he don't have that mindset to, like, want to build a better life. But it's like, I feel bad because he is my husband, but I would have never broke my vows if he never would have broke his. Mm.
You can't blame your cheating on his cheating, for real.
I'm not trying to blame him.
Yeah, you can't, because if you didn't want to be with him and you knew that you weren't going to, you should have just been like, okay, it's over for us, instead of acting like y'all were still together. Because when you act like you're still together, then that means that you guys, you know, you forgave him for that, or else you wouldn't be together. So you can't blame what you did on what he did previously. It's not a tit-for-tat situation.
It's not.
When it comes to cheating. So you have to more think about, why did you cheat? Did you cheat because you don't want to be with your husband anymore? You're over it? Did you cheat because you still had some feelings about being inadequate and whatever? You got to think about, why did you cheat? And you're affecting a lot of people's lives, not just your kids, but you're affecting your baby daddy's life, your husband's life. So there's a lot of people to take into account here. What you probably need to do is, I'm going to have to tell you, because being that he was locked up this time, do you think that he thinks you were cheating?
Yeah.
So he probably knows what it is, and he's going to find out anyway, right?
I'll say, yeah, he actually do know what was going on, but
you think he's going to stop doing what he was doing?
I don't know, because, like, the girl literally had receipts. She took pictures of the letters that he sent her and sent them to me.
Okay, so he's still talking to other women. So it seems like your whole foundation of your relationship is just completely flawed. Now, I will say this. Don't make a decision right now. When he comes out of jail, y'all aren't together, period. I know you guys are married, but y'all aren't together. He's doing what he's doing, y'all, and you're doing you.
Yeah.
So it seems to me like he probably wants somebody else, too. But just because you're not with him doesn't mean you got to be with somebody else.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm going to just say this. Probably the way we got together was not the good thing, because I was with my baby daddy 1 week, and because we were having problems, I married my...
You got a lot of issues, boo, with yourself.
Yeah, I was younger then, though. Right. I mean, this has been years and years ago, but just remember that...
First and foremost, you have kids, and your kids are watching everything that you're doing.
Exactly, and I have girls. That's why I'm, like, really trying to figure it out.
Okay, so figuring it out might mean you need to be by yourself for a little while and figure out yourself and take a break from everything.
Yeah.
You already went through your whole phase, Ma. Can't go back.
Right. You don't got to commit to nobody right now, but I don't think that you and your husband are going to end up being together.
God,
just
damn.
Wanted somebody's opinion from the outside.
I mean, the way they got together was flawed. He's been writing other women from jail. He was cheating on her before he went to jail. She's been cheating
on
him.
Mama.
Sounds like a mess, but it sounds like you need to work on yourself.
Good luck, Mom.
And not to find yourself through a man.
All right. Ask Yee. 800-585-1051. Now, you got rumors on the way, Yee?
Well, since we're talking about relationships, Lil Wayne has an alleged 15-year-old son. We'll give you the scoop.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report. Rumor report. This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Cam Newton was being interviewed by Jordan Rodriguez, who's from the Charlotte Observer, and he was finding something very funny. Check out what happened with the exchange between Cam Newton and reporter Jordan Rodriguez.
Devin Funchess has seemed to really embrace the physicality of his routes and getting those extra yards. Does that give you a little bit of an enjoyment to see him kind of truck sticking people out there?
It's funny to hear a female talk about routes, like... funny, but fun is coming along, man. We're gonna this is a big game for him.
He said it's funny to hear a female talk about routes.
Yeah.
Cam Newton got to shut that up forever. Cam Newton won't.
Funny to hear her do her job.
I'm saying Cam won't challenge the NFL when it comes to blackballing Kaepernick. You won't stand with Kaepernick, even though he took a knee for things that affect your black ass. But you have no problem resorting to 1960 when it comes to women.
Now, she tweeted out, "I don't think it's funny to be a female and talk about routes. I think it's my job." And then people asked, "Well, are you just on social media talking about this?" And she said, "I spoke with him after, and it was worse. I chose not to share because I have an actual job to do today, and
really?
One he will not keep me from." Now, the Panthers' director of communications, Stephen Drummond, made a statement. He said he spoke with Newton and Rodriguez. He said, "I know they had a conversation where he expressed regret for using those words. We strive as a department to make the environment for media comfortable for everyone covering the team."
Cam Newton been playing football his whole life, and he's never heard a woman talk in sports.
Now, she said he did not apologize for his comments. She said she did seek him out as he left the locker room a few minutes later, and he just wouldn't apologize. So,
listen, man, Cam feels about that reporter the way I feel about his wardrobe. It's funny to hear a woman talk about sports, but it's funny to see a man in woman's capri pants. Okay? All right.
Now let's discuss Angie Martinez, our girl Angie Martinez. Now, we already told you before that Tidal is doing a lot for Puerto Rico and for Mexico. They have a plane sending supplies from an event that they're having at 4040. And Tidal is also reportedly planning to fly 200,000 pounds of supplies to the island on another plane. Well, here's what Angie Martinez had to say.
We had a plane. We were supposed to fill 200,000 pounds of items on this plane, and we were going to ship it. It's a cargo plane. It's Puerto Rico. I mean, far exceeded. So the plane is packed,
it's overloaded.
So much stuff that I just found out. I was just talking to the people at Tidal, and I just found out we're going to raise it up to like 5 planes.
Drop on a clues bomb for the legend, Angie Martinez. Awesome. I'm sorry, Angie, that we didn't record that audio right off the website. I don't know why they recorded it from somebody's TV.
Yeah, but, it sounded crazy.
You know, we salute you for all you're doing for Puerto Rico.
Angie Ma. All right, now Lil Wayne has an alleged 15-year-old son.
Lil Twist older than 15.
Now, woman Keodia Watson says that she had a sexual relationship with him back in June of 2001. He got her pregnant. Their son is named Dwayne and was born in February of 2002. So she went to court to establish paternity and get child support. A judge did rule in her favor and said that he has to pay $5,000 a month, but he hasn't paid because he said he was never served with legal papers or notified legally that he is the father. No, they said he does plan to take a paternity test, and if he is the dad, he will take full responsibility and pay.
So it is his baby?
We don't know. He hasn't even taken a paternity test, judge has already ordered him to pay.
Figure that out, Wayne, before that little boy end up on Ayana in the corner with his hands up in the air, okay?
All right, now Miley Cyrus
covered
Bodak Yellow, and people were going in on her on social media. Check it out and see what you think.
I don't dance now, I make money moves. Hey, I don't gotta dance, I make money moves. If I see you and I don't think I don't get with you, I'm a boss, you won't work, you bitch. I make money moves, money moves. I don't dance now, I make money moves. Ugh. Money moves, I don't gotta dance.
Oh my God. Fart on that Bodak Yellow rendition by Miley Cyrus, please. That was Bodak White, all right? I hate the smell of mayonnaise in the morning. Cardi, please don't repost that. That's trash, all right? Unseasoned chicken. Don't nobody want to hear the Bodak Yellow country fried version. How you can't season country fried chicken, all right? How the country fried chicken ain't got no seasoning?
All right, now. Ugh. I got to give a shout out to my guy, Rue Jude, from Shade 45 over at Sirius XM. It turns out that he has a couple of books out, Hyena and Hummingbird. And Hyena has been optioned by Mark Wahlberg as a series for HBO. So congratulations to Rude Jude. He said his mom listens to us all the time in the morning, by the way, and loves us.
Oh, drop on the clues bombs for Rude Jude. I like hearing stuff like that.
Yeah, that's my guy. We used to be co-workers over there. So
I got
to
read that book now.
Now, yeah, his first book is called Hyena. And
which one is the HBO series?
That's the one, Hyena. That book was out in 2014, and he has a new book out, Hummingbird, and that's basically a series of short stories. He talks about, it's personal essays, and he talks about his drug-fueled escapades. But, you know, he's very open about those things always.
Well, so. I'm going to read that. Salute to him.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
All right, People's Choice Mix is up next. Let me know what you want to hear. Also, Revolt, we'll see you guys tomorrow. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.